Here in Bonn, there are campaign posters on every second lamppost. It's clearly election time. This year, around 3 million young people will be eligible to vote for the first time. A few that I speak to say they do plan to vote, but they're not that inspired by the choices on offer.
Yeah, I will be voting. In general, it's important to me, but somehow it doesn't seem that important to me anymore because I can't really say that is the right party for me or that is the right person for me to vote.
No, actually, I haven't decided yet because I'm not very satisfied with all the parties right now.
I will vote, that's sure, but actually I don't know yet who it will be, but I think it will be some of the left parties.
It's important for me that people go voting, but I don't think that it will make a big difference to vote.
It's hard to just choose one of the parties because they have like all this program and there are things that you just don't like and you don't want that to happen, but at the same time you think the other options are even worse.
Now, more than ever, politicians are using Twitter and Facebook to communicate with younger generations. Maybe they're not doing a good job, or maybe it's just that in a country where the average age of the population is 45, the main campaign issues just aren't interesting for first-time voters. That's one reason youth organisations in Germany are launching initiatives to reach out to young people.
Hallo Freunde, willkommen zum Katerfrühstück.
Meet Mr. Trashpack. He's one of the YouTube personalities recruited to host an online political talk show targeted at first-time voters called Katerfrühstück, which literally means hangover breakfast in German. Once a week, politicians from different parties use Google's Hangouts on air to discuss specific topics and answer questions from young voters via webcam.
Politics aren't that sexy most of the time. And it's not that easy to engage young people in politics.
That's Franziska von Kempis, the 28-year-old editor behind Katerfrühstück. She explains why Google Hangouts are a good tool for engaging first-time voters.
What we wanted to do is create a live show that is fun to watch. So you like watching it, but you want to engage, you want to ask a question. Every 18-year-old sitting in front of their computer at home can just join. And we get the politicians from all over Germany. They don't have to be in Berlin in a studio. They can just log in and be a part of the show from wherever they are.
So far, the talk show has covered things like the legalization of cannabis, digital democracy, and the political speak used during election campaigns. The hosts are YouTube personalities, and they have the job of making sure the politicians stick to the topic and their time limit. It all sounds very promising, but Franziska admits that getting young people excited about the vote is tough.
Because you've got huge topics. You've got Europe, you've got the euro, you've got money, you've got finance, you've got taxes. It's unsexy, it's not that appealing, and mostly I think maybe schools should be more involved in teaching young people how politics work and why they influence my day-to-day life.
I'm in Cologne to meet two university students who are trying to do just that. 20-year-old Jantje Perkun and 25-year-old Sophia Bub have spent the past several weeks on the road as part of Wahlgang, or Election Gang. The team visits high schools with a panel of politicians who answer questions from first-time voters. Jantje says the students are usually well informed and ask questions about education, taxes, minimum wage, and especially the conflict in Syria and the NSA scandal. Sometimes emotions run high, says Jantje.
At some schools, they were like not angry, but they really talked to the politicians like, I was like, whoa, calm down. So what's your language and not be so angry.
In Germany, voter participation in all age groups has been declining over the past 15 years. In the last federal election in 2009, around 61% of eligible voters under 25 went to the polls, compared to 71% in other age groups. Sophia says she hopes they can persuade new voters to make their voice heard.
My opinion is that young people are really interested in politics and they really want to know what's going on and they want to vote. But I think it's really difficult to see all the differences and what is good for the people.
I think it's important that the pupils see that politics are not only a media thing, a media topic. It's so far away from them. Some have the impression that all the parties are the same. But every vote is important and every,
So is their message getting across? Wolfgang Geiser from the German Youth Institute in Munich says programs targeting youth during election campaigns tend to reach people who are already interested in voting.
There are some groups of young people which are very disinterested in politics, and you can also not motivate these young groups. These are the poorer and the not so well educated young persons.
But Geiser says there's a chance voter turnout will be higher this year compared to in previous years because of the big challenges in the Middle East and the ongoing euro crisis. Young people are tuning in, even if they're not interested in Germany's domestic politics. In the meantime, a new cohort of first-time voters like Janke Perkun will be weighing their options.
I'm like two parties in my mind and I don't really know which one it will be, or maybe I'll split my votes and check their programs and make up my mind.
This is Natalie Muller for DW.